Om Shanti. You can say with your mind, no? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Okay, so let us begin then. Just show me with your thumbs up, or your thumbs like this, or your thumbs like this, how your silence day is so far. Okay, some like this, but most like this, even double. Okay, and some half. Okay, all right. Are you beginning to notice how you slow down when you're in silence? It's a natural reaction. And have you noticed how much more you're noticing? Birds, trees, taste of your food, chewing more, digestion better. Are you noticing these things? Mm-hmm. And are you able to still feel connected to the gathering, even though you're in silence? So a smile or a nod, and still be interacting. You're not completely alone. Are you noticing that this also is possible? Yeah, okay, great. So that's part of the experiment today, is to see what else you notice. And although there will be people here speaking, not all day, I think just for 1 hour, not much. You will have a lot of time in silence to experiment. So, as you know, this first 20 minutes is a bit of a reflective experience. So I'm going to invite us again to follow the sound into inner silence. Okay? So again, we will just follow the sound of the chime and let it carry us, because our mouths have been silent, which creates silence in our mind, more silence. But here I would like you to go to the very still point of silence within you. So by following the sound, here we go. Now imagine this tiny, still point of spiritual energy is you. And you are sitting peacefully and silently behind the eyes in your head. I'm going to ask you to do a thought experiment. So from this place of silence, I'm going to invite you to be an observer of your state of mind. A bit like a scientist in a laboratory. I'm going to offer you one thought. I'm going to ask you just to observe the effect this thought has on your mind, on your inner state. Okay, it's one thought only. Please do not judge the thought. I like this thought. I don't like this thought. I agree with this thought. I don't agree. No. Just allow the thought to hang in your mind. And I would like you to observe, can you detect, can you perceive the effect of this thought? Okay, that's it. Clear? You can check the effect on your body and on your state of mind. Ready? So I'll invite you to close your eyes so that you can really pay attention to your inner world. So here is the thought. I will repeat it 3 or 4 times so that it really is there in your mind for you to observe. So like a little text bubble in your mind. Here is the thought. I am this body. And I have a soul. I am this body. And I have a being or soul. I am a body. And I have a soul. And one more time, I am a body, and I have a soul. Now I'll ask you to repeat this sentence, this thought, in your mind 3 times, silently, to yourself. I am a body, I have a soul. 3 times now. And just check the effect of that thought on your state of mind and on your body. I am a body. I have a soul. Okay. Now take a deep breath in. And as you release, wipe the slate clean. Wipe your mind clean of that thought. And now we will have a second thought. I'm going to flip the thought and ask you to again just observe. Don't agree or disagree. Just observe the effect of this thought. I am a being. I have a body. I am a being. I have a body. I am a soul. I have this body. I am a soul, and I have a body. Now just observe, what is the effect of this thought on your state of mind and your body? Say it to yourself 3 times, silently, and observe the effect. I am a soul, I have a body. 3 times. So check the effect of this thought on your state of mind and on your body. And then you can open your eyes. So, thumbs up. How many could notice the effect of the thought, first of all? How many could notice that the thought, either thought, was actually having an effect? Okay. And how many noticed there was a difference between thought one and thought two? There was a different effect. Okay. And, I mean, we cannot prove, am I a soul? I have a body. I am a body. We cannot prove it. That's not the point. The point is, it changes my world. Each thought has a big impact on me. So which thought felt better? Thought number one? Thought number two? Thought number two. Yeah. And for some, yeah, two. Again, we cannot prove, but the point is we are thinking beings. So every thought we have affects us. Thought number one often feels a bit constricting in the body. Did you feel? I found myself almost not breathing in thought number one. It's like I was holding my breath or something, but it felt tight. And thought number two, my body just felt like it was okay. It wasn't so important. Thought number one, I felt my mind was a bit like empty. It was almost like Teflon, like the thought didn't stick. It just, I couldn't grasp it. And thought number two, whoa, my mind went full of light, an unlimited kind of. Did anyone else have similar kind of experience? Okay. So why is this important? Because most of the day, most of our lives, we are in thought number one. Not actively thinking, I am a body. But I look in the mirror and I say, oh, I'm getting old. I'm not getting old. My body is getting old. I look in the mirror and say, oh, I've got gray hair. No, I don't have gray hair. My body has gray hair. Oh, I'm getting fat. No, I, the soul, am not getting fat. My body is getting fat. So all day long, without even thinking about it, we are actually thinking, I am a body. I am black, I am white, I am yellow, I am green, I am woman, I am man, I am Canadian, I am Indian, I am by the body. And we wonder why we're stressed and tight. Yeah? So today the experiment is to observe yourself. Observe your own mind. Be in the observer position, because that is soul consciousness. The observer of your own mind. And instead of being in the thoughts, observe the thoughts that you are having, because a silence day is like slow motion. It's slowing down the thoughts, the activity, and in slowing everything down, it gives you a chance to observe. So don't be in the thought, observe the thought, and that way you will be deeper inside yourself. You will be soul conscious as the observer. You may notice very interesting things, because you can begin to see the effect of your own thoughts. You can notice, oh, I'm feeling a bit down. What was the thought I just had? Great experiment. Laboratory. You can notice my eyes saw something, and immediately my mind started racing, right? And you'll notice, oh, there was like greed or desire or attraction or something, you know? So this is the experiment, to be with yourself, who is the observer, and just observe the effect of your own thoughts. This will give you the power to choose which thoughts you want. Okay? Does that make sense? It's going to be a wonderful day. You may want to write down a question for yourself for today. Is there anything you're particularly interested in discovering about yourself today? Be a scientist, an experiment. This is a laboratory day. So can I invite you to write down a question? It might be so simple as, you know, what helps me maintain happiness inside? You know, which thoughts get in the way and which thoughts actually help? Or what helps me maintain this observer? Because did you notice in the observer you were very silent and very powerful? Can be anything. You know, what is it that makes me become insecure? That would be a wonderful question for the day. And then just notice the thoughts, you know, and what you observe and what you hear. So maybe take a moment and write down a research question for yourself for today. And you might have many, and they might emerge as the day goes on as well. Right? You're in a active experimenting, active learning today. So I'll just give you a moment of silence to write if you would like. Okay, you have something? You curious about yourself? The best person you could ever get to know, really, so enjoy.